Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists have been found out, people, and it is their poster child for the WuFu virus and vaccine, Fauci the fraud, who did it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Today is a great day, folks, and things will only get better if you are a conservative. That music you're hearing in the background is a guy by the name of Earl Klugh. K-L-U-G-H. And every time I hear it, I feel like I'm at the beach. Yeah, I learned of Earl Klugh when I was in karate at SMU, and Brian Robbins, who was one of the instructors, said, hey, we need to learn how to meditate. And Earl has this really interesting music that will let you just sort of forget everything. But then he had these little peppy tunes like this, and I just dug this dude, man. It's not jazz, it's considered jazz, but it's not jazz. It's more like a new age or something. Discovered by George Benson. Well, actually, he was discovered by another guy, but George Benson sort of popularized him. But I bought everything this guy did because I love this little peppy mood here. Listen. You just can't help but be in a good mood when you hear that. I want you to picture yourselves on a beach or something, doing something really fantastic. The reason why is because that's the way you should feel. See, the frauds are being discovered, and you can feel great that you have been on the side of righteousness this whole time. Vindicated. Fauci the fraud. I've been talking about this clown for a long time, and over the last week I talked about him a lot because he's been exposed, and rightfully so. I told you the other day, this show is timeless. The reason why I'm going to tell you it's timeless is because it doesn't matter that I'm talking about Fauci the fraud. He's a metaphor. Don't limit it to just him. When I mention him, I want you to understand he represents leftism. And you can be happy because you don't. Fauci represents, folks, the Democrats. Every trick, every scurrilous thing they've ever done to not represent you in this country, he represents them. Fauci represents Pelosi. He represents Adam Schiff. He represents Jim Comey and that crooked FBI. He represents McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, Barack Obama, the biggest fraud launched on American history. Or launched on America in history, I should say. Fauci represents this crooked coup of a Biden administration. He represents the 2020 election results. He represents it all. Fauci represents this farce of global climate change. Fauci represents January 6th in D.C. where they accused you patriotic American Trump supporters of being the people who executed some kind of a riot in there when they did it themselves. He represents every time they said that the Trump people are rioting, and every time Donald Trump had an event or whatever, he represents that. He represents the lies that they told about you. He represents the shooter who shot Scalise. That's what he represents. He represents the lies of Jussie Smollett. That Trump supporters tied a noose around his neck and poured bleach on him. Every single thing that you think about. I don't want you to think about him. I don't want you to think specifically. I want you to think about every single lie you've been told. I want you to think about Facebook and Twitter and what they do to you every single day, oppressing you. That's what I want you to think about. Fauci represents it all. He represents Fast and Furious. He represents Russian collusion. He represents Ukraine extortion. He represents veterans dying on waiting lists being ignored by the Democrats. He represents the LGBT community being Gestapo over everything that you do because, you know, they are so oppressed in this nation. He represents the lies of Black Lives Matter. He represents critical race theory and the racist doctrines that are being promoted and taught in schools and in government. He represents the crooked FBI, the crooked CIA, the crooked NSA. He represents the first attempted coup against President Trump. Luckily, that one failed, and we at least got the man for 4 years. He represents the open borders argument and the idea that Trump and conservatives are willing to separate children from their parents, as leftists do it every single day, in more numbers than anybody can imagine, 600% more at the border right now, and nobody wants to talk about it. He represents crackhead Hunter Biden getting special treatment, book deals, millions of dollars from in crooked deals that he and the big guy orchestrated for the family. That's what Fauci represents. He represents Benghazi. All the conspiracy theories that you hear about, that's what Fauci represents. He represents the lies of Facebook, the lies of Twitter, the Gestapo tactics of a group that theoretically should have no ability to take your product, what you create on their site, down. He represents the mainstream media and their fake news and their lies. I'm just telling you folks that he's a metaphor. He's a metaphor. Forget him. Think about all the things that Democrats have done. And as you reflect on this stuff about Wu Flu, because that's what we're going to get into today, I told you we could talk for days on Fauci. Just one of the things that he said. Because I mentioned, he's making the rounds. He's got to try to cover his butt. They're giving him the opportunity. And you know what? They're giving him enough rope, and he's hanging himself. Every single interview, he says something else. And you can hear, you can feel it in his voice. The fear, the terror of being the outs, on the outs. I told you, I referenced the guy who wrote the book about Trump that supposedly had all this access. And Nora What's-Her-Face on CBS calls him out, says, wait a minute, you didn't have any access to the president. You were just, you're making this stuff up. I saw the interview. I was blown away by it. There's going to come a point where somebody says to Fauci, look, you said this. This has been proven now. See, it's still speculation for them, but it isn't speculation. They know exactly what's happening. Just like they know that they cheated in the election. Just like they know that global climate change is a farce. Just like they know they shouldn't defund the police. And I could go on. I gotta leave it there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's a day at the beach, Americans. Day at the beach for us. Conservatives. People that got it right. Getting it right every day. Playing it by the rules. Doing it by the book. Firm belief in a higher power. Something that drives you, that's bigger than you. Leftists don't have that in their DNA. So they rely on whatever life throws at them. That's why they're highly suicidal, they get depressed, they got to see a shrink, but not temporarily to fix an issue or whatever. They got to see one all the time. They need one with them just moving around. Anyway, glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We're growing by leaps and bounds. Hey, my birthday's coming up. Later this month, June 21st, day after Father's Day. Sometimes my birthday is on Father's Day. Needless to say, I get gifts at the same time, you know, Father's Day and birthday, so it's kind of the same thing. Your family always tries to fool you, like, oh, no, these are your birthday, and then these are your Father's Day, but you're not fooling me. It's just one thing you're celebrating, especially when my birthday falls on Father's Day, which is kind of wild. It's happened a couple of times. But anyway, for my birthday, I want you guys to do one of two things. Go to politichatter.com, get signed up, check it out, kick the tires, then tell a few other people. And if you're inclined, become an investor in Politichatter, because we're going to take the company public. And I can tell you, we are doing really well, financially, technically, all of it. So it's worth taking a look at. We got a lot of my friends that are involved in it. Got your 100 shares for the $100. And then we have a bunch of my friends that listen to the program who decided they wanted to become founders. And they paid $5,000 and got a lot of stock. So when that flips over, it's going to be a lot of people that owe me. Okay? Anyway, do that. Or you could do both. Go check out theflickfest.com. I was looking at one of the movie services. I think it was Amazon. And you know what I found myself doing? I didn't even want to look at any of the new stuff that they were promoting. I was just looking for old stuff that I'd watched before. Paying money to see stuff that you've already seen. I mean, I'll admit, I watch Gladiator every time it comes on. Sometimes Casino, other movies. But I usually catch them when they're on regular TV. I don't go hunt for them. They're so, I mean, there's a ton of stuff on Netflix, Amazon, all that, Amazon Prime. But I find myself being a creature of habit. Anyway, here's what I love about the Flick Fest. Because I'm in it myself, right? I pay a subscription, just so you guys know. Because I figure you got to practice what you preach. Anyway, I go on the Flick Fest. And I know every movie's new. And I read a little description of it, and I go, okay, and here's what's cool about it. Most of them are shorts, so I don't have to invest 2 hours. Some of these things are 13, 17 minutes. You know, they're very short. And you know right away, when a filmmaker's making a 13-minute film, he knows he's got to capture you quickly. And so if they're able to do that, it is so cool. I swear, it's a different experience. So help us out. Tell other people about it. You know, we're going to be, for people that are founders, and we're about to do another level on Politichatter that's a Platinum Pro, meaning you're donating a certain amount of money every month to help us grow. You're going to get free memberships to things like that. So you'll hear more about that here in a bit. Anyway, we're talking about frauds, which means we're talking about leftists. And I was talking about Fauci the fraud, the little leprechaun. He's now begging for credibility because the emails have proven that he's worse than a liar and a fraud, but he's a modern-day Mengele. He knew what was going on in China, and he promoted the lies. This guy partnered with the Chinese to unleash a deadly virus. They call this thing gain of function. What? It gets lost in translation. To go to the average person and say, well, Fauci was promoting gain of function. See, that doesn't do it justice. Fauci was promoting the weaponization of a virus so it could potentially kill human beings, and it did. Now, that's what you got to get to the masses. See, we're sucked in gain of function, gain of function, gain of function. Who's going to know what gain of function means? God bless Rand Paul for even bringing it up. But who's going to know what gain of function is? Be honest. It's insane. Now people are walking around with this deadly bioweapon and experimental vaccines on this weaponized virus that was made in China. Oh, I'm going to tell you it was made in China. There's still no proof that it was. There's just speculation, my black booty. It is made in China. It wasn't hecho in Mexico, I'll tell you that. It was made in China, and Fauci is going to be responsible for the health or lack thereof of millions of people who, number one, contracted this thing. Number two, are going to live with the deadly side effects of the disease and the virus. And number three, he is the biggest serial killer possibly, I mean, he's certainly up there with the big boys. Can't give him, you know, he surpassed Cuomo, but he hasn't, you know, quite gotten by Hitler and Pol Pot. Democrats, they say, get vaccinated 2-1 over Republicans. So what's the plot there? You can stew on that for a bit, but yeah, 2-1. I saw some Rasmussen or somebody say that. So here's what's interesting. If they were to pull the switch like they did in the Bourne legacy, I got to work that into the show. But if they pull the switch and decide, okay, we're going to depopulate the world, getting rid of those people who got the shot, Democrats are going to lose a lot more than Republicans. Just consider that. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think they care. I think they believe that they have a handle on the voters. They know exactly, when I say the voters, I mean they have a handle on the people that they need to control. They also have a handle on the voting system, so I don't think they care. But I will tell you this, a really big dent, a big roadblock, let's do that, let's use a roadblock as our metaphor, has occurred. Because even one of their own people, it's one thing to uncover the videos of Fauci saying what we said and get his emails. It is a whole other thing to find out that there are other people who were involved and knew about it and they worked hand in hand with Fauci and they're willing to admit it. We're going to talk about them a little bit later as well. This virus, go back and listen to this first segment where I talked about all the things that Fauci represents metaphorically and ask yourself, what happens when the whistle gets blown, and because it already is, and we know that Fauci knew that China was weaponizing a virus against Americans. They cost us trillions of dollars. The Democrats were complicit in the ruse. And now we know the truth. What happens to all those other things that I mentioned earlier? Yeah. See, that's the problem that the Democrats have. Credibility. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA Radio News.
This is Brad Bernards. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and President Joe Biden heaped praise on each other as the two leaders sought to relaunch the UK-US relationship at a time of rising tensions over the fallout from Brexit. Johnson hailed Biden and his team as a breath of fresh air.
We covered a huge range of subjects, and it's wonderful to listen to the Biden administration and to Joe Biden.
The outgoing chief of Israel's Mossad intelligence service has offered the closest acknowledgement yet. His country was behind recent attacks targeting Iran's nuclear program and a military scientist. The comments by Yossi Cohen offered an extraordinary debriefing by the head of the typically secretive agency in what appears to be the final days of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's rule. This is USA Radio News. The Justice Department, under former President Donald Trump, seized data from the accounts of at least two members of the House Intelligence Committee as part of an aggressive crackdown on leaks related to the Russia investigation, according to people familiar with the investigation. A bipartisan group in the Senate has struck a tentative deal on an infrastructure package. USA's Wendy King reports.
Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins.
Among the 10 of us, there is a tentative agreement on a framework, but obviously there's a long ways to go.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And then, I don't want to relitigate what went on last year, but there were things that I think could have been done better.
Although I live in New York now, I grew up in Arkansas and then moved when I was 12 to D.C. And it is heartbreaking to me, Dr. Fauci, that Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Mississippi, so much of the South have vaccination rates that are half of what we see in the Northeast. Since you've had to communicate now over so many decades, so many different public health challenges and also imperatives, how do you think we rebuild trust in science and especially trust in vaccines and vaccinations?
That is something that is not going to happen easily, Chelsea. I think that we may have to find ways, and that's a complicated issue, as you will know probably better than I do. It's a complicated issue of how you heal the differences and the hostility. I mean, I've been the object myself of a phenomenal amount of hostility merely because I'm promoting what are really fundamental, simple public health principles. That seems astounding that that would generate a considerable degree of hostility. But it is. It is. So I don't think the answer is intensifying the hostility and pointing fingers. I think the approach is to outreach, to try and understand each other better and realize that we have differences. But those differences should be the source, of strength in some respects and not the source of chaos.
Let's start at the last part of Dr. Fauci's comment. Those differences should be the source of strength and not the source of chaos. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This is a leftist fraud who has done nothing but differentiate mask versus unmasked, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, etc., believers in science versus non-believers in science, etc., separatist, and now he wants us all to get along. He says those differences should be a source of strength. Well, welcome to the party. We've been saying that. What do the left do? This is why I tell you, Fauci's a great backdrop for this. What do the left do? The left are perfect examples of just completely not living their lie, not living the, they would want you to live it. What do we say all the time as conservatives? We say, look, I don't care about your color, I don't care about your sexuality, whatever. We find strength in our differences. What do the Democrats do? Oh, you little black man, let's do some CRT with you. Little white boy, let's do some white supremacy training for you. Little Mexican woman, well, let me show you how you're, you know, downtrodden, and black women and BIPOCs and all this. They've got more labels than a, what's that label maker? It's absolute insanity to watch them work. And here's Fauci. Our differences should be our strength, not our source of chaos. See what I tell you about leftism? I tell you all the time, leftism will absolutely lie to your face. It will tell you the exact opposite of what it is. He doesn't believe our differences should be our source of strength and not the source of chaos. That's what he does. That's what he's paid to do. But I want to move on because I want to talk about, let's go back to the beginning of what they said. And he says, I don't want to relitigate what went on last year. But he says, but things could have been better. Now, he doesn't want to relitigate it because it needs to be relitigated. Think about this. We shut down our economy. We put millions and millions of people out of work. They created mass hysteria over a virus that doesn't kill any more people than the common, than a flu virus does in any given time. They hyped it up. They lied about its origins. Now they're lying about the cure. But I want to go back to why he doesn't relitigate. He doesn't want to relitigate essentially closing people down, getting us to self-quarantine, to self-imprison, to wear a stupid mask that he knew at the time, and any fool would know, are ineffective. These masks aren't the kind of mask you breathe when you go into the gas chamber, for example. Hazmat. They're masks. I tell you what, if these masks were so effective, give them to the hazmat crews and say, wear this mask when you go into these hot regions for disease. They would never wear these stupid masks that we're wearing. People making their own masks out of fabrics and all kinds of things. There's nothing scientific about these masks. Not a one of them. And here's the irony. We got most of these masks from China. The very group who gave us the Wu flu virus to begin with that Fauci and team were covering up for. Unforgivable. And he says, and what was funny, Chelsea Clinton says, you know, all of the southern states have half the vaccination rates of D.C. What it tells you is southerners are smarter than those the so-called intelligentsia, the intellectuals of D.C. That's what it tells you. Are you kidding? Southerners get it. They understand when they're being, you know, bamboozled. They also know this. Their body is the best vessel for figuring out if you know, this virus is going to kill it. So Fauci goes on, you know, she says, can we rebuild trust in science and trust in vaccinations? Well, nothing's going to happen. It's not going to happen very easily, he says. You want to know why? That's a statement that was true. You want to know why? Because you have figured them out. The people that listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, this show, listen to me, listen to others, all the friends that I have doing radio, all the people on the right who said from the beginning, they're lying to you. Don't believe them. Now, they're lying about the statistics, the number of people who get it. They're lying about the number of people, won't even tell you the number who survive it. They're lying about the people who die and how they die, giving you these underlying issues that were related to their death. They were going to die anyway, which is what a doctor that sent me a note said, Kevin, these people in these old folks' homes, as much as you want to make Cuomo, kill a Cuomo, they were going to die anyway. It wasn't just that. Most of them were, if you didn't do anything, a big swath of those New York old people were going to die. Certainly within a year. Now, Wu flu probably did kick some of them over the edge, but they were going to die. So what she's saying is, don't make it more dangerous than it is. And she's right. That particular doctor, I forget her name, but she's right. So we've got them lying about everything. And now, I swear, look, folks, do not believe me. I'm going to tell you right now, be skeptical. Quiz me. Stump the professor. Because here's what I'm telling you. They've lied about the number of people who've gotten the vaccination. I promise you, they've lied. They give you, every state's going to give you statistics. 52% of our people have gotten the vaccination. And they 73% of black folks have gotten the vaccination. 13% of Guatemalan midgets have gotten vaccinated. We need more Guatemalan midgets to get their vaccination. They're lying. Whatever the numbers are, I promise you, they are nothing but propaganda. And here's what's interesting to me. I heard we're going to ship 500 million doses of vaccine over the world. Okay. I mean, don't get me going on why. I thought we were trying to make sure everybody got them here. Oh, we've got plenty. Well, if we can send 500 million vaccines around the world, who are we making them for to begin with? There's only 330 million Americans. And half of us don't want the shot. Probably more than that. But all of it's lies. Smoke and mirror illusions magic. And they hope you fall for it. But let me tell you the difference with a magic show. No matter how good the magician is, there's a part of my brain that goes, it's not reality, Kev. He did not actually ever saw that woman in half. Those were not her legs when he separated her from the body. I don't know how he did it. He fooled me. I enjoy being fooled because it makes my mind stay fertile and go, huh, how would you do that? Optically and otherwise, mechanically, etc. But at the end of the day, I know it didn't happen. It's like watching a scary movie. I watch a scary movie, and no matter how scary it is, you know what the back of my mind says? The realist goes, it's Hollywood. It's a movie. End of story. No matter how much you try to scare me, it's a movie. Kevin, let's go into the scariest, scary house during Halloween. And I go in and go, people come out and they got to get psychiatric help. You want to know why? Because these are idiots. These are people that don't understand. They got all kinds of laws. And no matter how much you go through that thing and scared and how many zombies attack you, you're going to come out the other end and go, oh, that was fun. So anyway, Fauci goes on, it's not going to be easy. It's complicated issues on how you heal the differences in the hostilities. And he's upset that we don't buy into him promoting, quote, fundamental public health principles. Well, you know what we don't promote? We don't promote you locking us down, you closing our businesses, and you telling us what to do, particularly when we're not sick. And if we want to roll the dice, it's up to us. I don't have to get your shot. If I'm willing to roll the dice, leave me alone. I take a libertarian approach. Gotta take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
As an example, first of all, we're only looking at viral families that include those that have got into people from animals. So we narrow it down straight away. Then when you get a sequence of a virus and it looks like a relative of a known nasty pathogen, just like we did with SARS, we found other coronaviruses in bats, a whole host of them. Some of them looked very similar to SARS. So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. Then we, well, I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles, you insert the spike proteins from those viruses, see if they bind to human cells. And each step of this, you move closer and closer to this virus could really become pathogenic in people. So you narrow down the field, you reduce the cost, and you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers. Then you look in people and you say, in the people that live in the region where this animal lives, that are exposed to that virus, do we see antibodies?
That was Dr. Dazik. I don't know how to say it. Pardon me, how to say his name. And he's talking about the process of how they went about this whole thing. Modern science, folks, is fascinating, but it's also very scary. And it's scary because of the people that are in control of it. The people that have been exposed, these globalists. These are people that want to limit the population. They see certain types of people as the dregs of society. This is going back to the Margaret Sanger eugenicists, folks. And there's a bunch of money being poured into this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. He says, you look at these viral families that have gone into people from animals. Sequence the look, you know, the relatives of these things and of other viruses, he says. And then you get the proteins that attach to these cells and you insert these proteins to see if they will bind to the cells. And because that's what makes the virus pathogenic in people. And that's what the Chinese have done. Let me just say this. Ask you this question. Do you trust that the Chinese are not doing bioweapons? Because we had a various treaties, I guess, or whatever, that where we wouldn't promote this type of thing. Do you think that the Chinese and the Russians and people like that are really honoring this? Do you think that if people knew how to map the human genome and put something, you know, to manipulate certain levels of DNA, that they wouldn't do it for their own benefit to make themselves the superior race or superior whatever? I mean, where are we headed with this? We're headed with the people who know how to do these modifications, creating the most robust people on earth. Just think of having the ability to make the smartest and most physically fit people, and all you got to do is manipulate the DNA. You can make whatever you want. Laboratory. God. I think about Rocky IV and Drago. Drago is going to look like a little princess when these people are done. Man. He goes on to say a small number of these viruses do look like killers. But then he tries to get, he says, but once you do that, then you go into the gen pop, the general population, and you look for people that have the antibodies, because they're the ones that you're going to find that can help control the virus. Well, it seems kind of weird that you're creating a virus and then you're looking for people who have the antibodies. I'm not trying to get all up in their business, but it seems antithetical. I understand, as I told you guys before, if you get snake bit, the thing that they give you to treat you for the snake bite is the venom of the snake that bit you. It already has the healing properties, and we're coming up with these things much more quickly because of supercomputers and mapping the human genome, etc. We're able to do miraculous things. And if we use our powers for good, I would have zero concern. I would be backing this stuff 100%. But that's not what they're doing. There's an article that says, while describing how his organization sequences deadly viruses, Dazik describes the process of inserting spike proteins in the viruses to see if they can bind to human cells as being carried out by his colleagues in China. Then, when you get a sequence of the virus and it looks like a relative of a known nasty pathogen, just like we did with SARS, he said, we found other coronaviruses in bats, a whole host of them. Some of them looked very similar to SARS. So we sequenced the spike protein, the protein that attaches to cells. So, again, I'm not going to get all up into the science of it. The issue I have is that I don't trust the people. The scientists are going to do what they do. Their minds are for discovery. I love that. I love when people are so passionate about their work, they're looking into all aspects of it. But the problem is, and we've seen this in Hollywood, where the military comes in and says, okay, we've seen your research. We can weaponize it. They make movies about it, folks. They're not doing it because Hollywood is so inventive. He says, well, I didn't do this work, but my colleagues in China did the work. You create pseudoparticles. You insert the spike proteins from these viruses, see if they bind to human cells. At each step of this, you move closer and closer to the virus, this virus that could become pathogenic in people, that ultimately are going to kill us. Now, where does it stop? Who makes the decision? In China, it's Chairman Xi and a small group of Chinese, you know, so-called intellectuals that decide life and death. He says you end up with a small number of viruses that really do look like killers. Wow. For me, it's no wonder that, you know, you've got hospital. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but Houston hospital workers did a protest against the Wu flu vaccine. This hospital demanded that people take the shot. I don't know if you saw the report. Biden said the federal government can't make people take the shot. You want to know why this is happening? You want to know why Biden's team decided, you know what, we're not going to push it that far? Because they know exactly what the population is thinking. See, they've tried to make us believe that this is all good. Look, guys, get the shot. Everything will be good. And we'll go back to normal. All the while knowing what normal is. You want to know what normal is? It's what it was before we ever got this disease. By the way, I don't know if you guys have seen it. They're now talking about the new strain that's coming from India. The new strain, we'll talk more about that in the next hour. But there's a new strain. More fear. Masks could come back. More people could die. You're being set up. So, I say this. There are governments out there that are pretty mean-spirited. They don't like who we are, what we do. And they are conspiring against us. They're conspiring against our currency. They're conspiring against us in trade. They're happy that we've been is the word, I'd say, gullible enough to be the losers all the time. Massive trade deficits and so on. And then that got disrupted. That whole chain of taking advantage of America went away. Because Donald Trump came in and said, no, we're going to address the devaluation of the dollar. We're going to address our trade deficit issues. We're going to address NATO paying its bills. We're going to address fighting foreign wars on foreign soil that have nothing to do with the U.S. policy. And I could go on. And people didn't like it. So we've got, you know, conspiracy is an overworked word, but probably fits here. But we've got this conspiracy now to make the American population pay, the sad part about it to me, and I know I'm jumping around a bit, is that our leaders are so complicit. They don't seem to care. I mean, Fauci's been found out. There's not even any question about this any longer. And here's the dirty little secret. They could easily trace this back to the Wuhan lab. Remember the clip that we played where Fauci said, the thing that does make us take pause is that there were people who died at the Wuhan facility. And that invokes a whole other level of discussion. What he's saying is, first of all, he knew. But of course it invokes discussion. But they've already known this. I feel like I'm just talking in circles. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.